independent, and impartial.
From an African perspective.
Thank you, Onele. Simple practical solutions could help bring an end to load shedding and set Eskom on the path successfully meeting its objective of effectively delivering electricity to South Africans. Now, this is the thrust of the hashtag Power to the People campaign, which was launched by the Institute for Race Relations, aimed at building public pressure on Minister of Energy Gwede Mantashe to consider a range of measures that have the potential to end load shedding. To discuss this, we join now on the line by Herman Pretorius. He is IRR Head of Strategic Initiatives. Herman, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to Africa Midday.
Good afternoon, and it really is such a joy to be here. Thank you.
It's great to have you here, Herman. First of all, let's talk about hashtag Power to the People. What is this campaign all about?
Well, since 2008, South Africans have grown used to this thing called load shedding, and we've sort of made it part of our daily lives to such an extent that, you know, we can make great jokes about it. And South Africans have the remarkable ability to deal with these kind of circumstances. But one thing that we really must now understand is it has reached a crisis point. Our economy is so weakened by the circumstances of COVID-19 that if we are going to try and recover from this, this 12-year joke must now end. And the problem is that South Africans instinctively know that this isn't a difficult thing to get right. This is just a matter of policy decisions by the government. And we're not asking Eskom to do something it has never done. We are merely saying, how about we get Eskom back to its working condition before this nonsense started 12 years ago?
Now, let's talk about what the campaign then entails.
Well, I think the first thing that we must acknowledge is that now is not the time to tack to one or the other ideology. It's the time to focus on solutions. And many people on the, you know, capitalist free market side of the spectrum, where many of our supporters are, would often say that, you know, Eskom has no place in the South African economy. It needs to be shut down completely. And then on the left-hand side, you might have people that say, no, Eskom is absolutely necessary, but there's a pragmatic middle to follow here to say, let's keep Eskom as a state generator of power to make sure that all South Africans, whether they can compete in the market, whether they are rich enough to do so, can still have the guarantee of a power provider. But let's widen the market, let's bring in other power providers so that consumers of electricity can start having a choice to say that if you don't deliver the electricity reliably and I need, then I'm not going to be your customer. That will build in accountability that has for too long not been available.
And how do those who want to then be part of this, a very important campaign, might I add, Herman, do so?
Well, the first thing is, and the most important thing is, get the message of Power to the People out there on social media, wherever. Hashtag Power to the People is something we can all unite behind. We all need to get this done. And then secondly, people are absolutely free to go onto the IRR website at irr.org.za/campaigns and find there the Power to the People petition that we want to use to go to Minister Mantashe and say, you know what, we have solutions. You might not, but the people of South Africa is now going to drag this thing out of problem and into solution.
And on that point of solutions, I mean, talk us through some of those main ideas around finding a solution to this ongoing problem. And also, if you can add, if you've had any sort of encounters with Gwede Mantashe before now.
Well, not since he has been appointed the Minister for Energy in his recent portfolio, but the Institute, the research that is the foundation of these recommendations started 5 years ago. So over these 5 years, we've had a lot of contact with government all the way back from, you know, the Zuma years to the current Ramaphosa administration. And we keep these channels of communication open. Sometimes they are more open than other times, but we've got a good relationship with many people in government to make sure that, you know, we can talk about solutions. So practically, it is very necessary that we give ESCOM the freedom it needs to not be a political football. We saw last year in testimony to Parliament where board members said ESCOM, they were forced to do certain things to provide power to places that had accounts in arrears by political pressure. That kind of political pressure needs to be taken out of the back rooms and put in the public spotlight. South Africans deserve accountability. As I said a bit earlier, open the market. If we can have Telkom, a state-owned entity, but we can also have Telkom compete with Vodacom and Cell C and MTN, why can't we have a similar situation here with ESCOM, where we keep ESCOM, but we open the market so that other people can start competing? That will drive down the price and drive up the accountability. And then the last thing that is absolutely vital is appointments at ESCOM can no longer be political appointments. They must be merit-based. Now, a lot of people say, if you are in favor of merit-based appointments, you are just against empowering black people. But that assumes that black people don't have the merit to be appointed in the first place, which I think is just nonsense. So take ESCOM out of the hands of the politicians, open it to the pressures of the consumer, and I think we are going to see great progress if we can manage this, if South Africans help us to apply this pressure.
And finally again, that website page for those who'd like to delve a little bit deeper into your ideas as this campaign continues.
Absolutely. It is irr.org.za/campaigns. Or if you're like me and you're very lazy and you Google everything, just put in power to the people, IRR, it'll get you where you need to be.
Fantastic. Herman, always a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Likewise, and a pleasure and a privilege as ever.
That was Herman Pretorius. He's head of strategic initiatives at the South African Institute for Race Relations. Joining us on the line, bring the time almost 20 minutes before 1 o'clock. Stay with us.
WHO recommends 30 minutes of physical activity a day for adults and 1 hour a day for children. If your local or national guidelines allow it, go outside for a walk, a run or a ride, and keep a safe distance from others. If you can't leave the house, find an exercise video.